Coming up, Assignment Radio's Haley Thornton speaks with another track and field athlete, Luke Bryant, who is on the track team at OU and is currently ranked number 6 in the nation. He won Big 12s in the discus his freshman and senior years, and also won third at the NCAA championship. He even made it to the Olympic trials his senior year.
So for me, when I was in 7th grade, I did football and basketball were my main sports. And I wanted to go ahead and do something in the spring. And so I wasn't ever really fond of baseball or any of those other sports. So I thought, well, I'll go out for track and it'll keep me in shape for football and basketball. So I started picking it up, and my first event was the discus. And I started throwing it, and I wasn't that bad in 7th grade. So I kind of stuck with that for a little bit and really started focusing on it later on in my high school years and just kind of went from there.
When was the moment that you realized that you were actually pretty good, like it's something that you could do for the rest of your life?
I'd say probably it was my sophomore year. I was doing football, basketball, and track, and I really didn't practice that much in track. And I got second in the Kansas State meet. That's where I'm originally from. So kind of after that, it kind of opened my eyes that I was like, wow, I got second in the state meet and I never really practice. And, you know, if I really put my heart into it, I can really go far.
Do you have any stories of like advice you've gotten along the way that's really helped you?
I've definitely got a lot of advice along the way. One of my mentors is really my coach here at OU, Brian Blutrick, and he's a great technical coach, and that's a large aspect of throwing is really seeing being technically sound and looking really going back to the fundamentals of the event. And I think that's that's obviously a big thing, but also just really being dedicated. And I think sometimes if you really want to be good at something, you have to be different and you have to look outside the box and not fit the mold.
You told me an interesting story before this about some guy that told you to do the waltz.
Well, what it was, after my sophomore year in high school, I went and worked with John Powell, who's a former world record holder in the discus. And one of the first things we did at his camp when I started work with him, he said, if you want to be a great discus thrower, you got to learn how to waltz. So I thought he was joking until he puts on Mozart or whatever he put on. I mean, I couldn't tell you what it is, but he puts that on at like 9 o'clock at night, and he comes up and he puts his arms around me, and we started waltzing. And I thought it was a joke at first, but he was like, if you really want to be a good discus thrower, you got to learn how to waltz, and you got to be able to be light on your feet and be coordinated and do the small footwork. So I think that was definitely something that was really interesting, waltzing at 9 o'clock on a Friday night with a 60-year-old man. But I think it's definitely paid off for my discus throwing, and it has also helped out with the ladies. They definitely love the waltzing.
I want to go back to the beginning because we missed a really important part of your past. You grew up on a farm. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think growing up on a farm in outside of a small town, which was only like 2,200 people, and then was outside of Wichita, I think it really shaped the person that I am today. It was a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication that we had to do growing up. I remember as a kid, we'd have cattle that would have calves in the middle of winter. So it'd be like, 20 degrees out and be sleeting or snowing. And my dad would wake you up at like 1 a.m. and we'd have to go out and we'd have to, pull the calf it was just a lot of stuff of a lot of hard work, whether if we were baling hay, moving hay bales. I mean, it just taught me a lot about working hard and work ethic and, putting yourself out there and dedicating.
So you've accomplished so much already. What is your ultimate goals for later in life?
Athletically, obviously my goals, I'm trying to make this year, the 2013 World Championships in Russia, which we'll have the trials for that in June, and then determining how I do then will determine if I make the team, which competes in August. And then ultimately the goal is to make the Olympics in 2016 in Rio.
For Assignment Radio, I'm Haley Thornton.